This is the UA News. We have a vote from Melissa Melton.
U.S. President Donald Trump said in the Fox News interview Sunday that he no longer has COVID-19 and is not a transmission risk for the virus. He plans to hit the campaign trail on Monday with a return to big rallies. Trump's doctor said Saturday that the president was not a transmission risk, but did not address whether he tested negative for the virus. "I passed the highest test," Mr. Trump told Fox News and added, "It seems like I am immune." The United Nations is marking the International Day of the Girl Child today during a year in which the global pandemic and subsequent economic downturn has created further challenges for girls. The UN created the day in 2011 to promote girls' rights. It says young women's difficulties have been increased during the pandemic in the areas of education, child marriage, domestic violence, and economic opportunity. A UN website for the observance says by next year, an estimated 435 million women and girls will be living on less than $1.90 a day, including 47 million who are pushed into poverty as a result of COVID-19. Meanwhile, British leader Boris Johnson on Monday will present fresh restrictions to Parliament, expected to be a new three-tier lockdown system as virus infections surge, particularly in Northern England. His chief strategic advisor wrote to members of Parliament representing seats in Northern England following a meeting with regional leaders to warn them it is, quote, very likely they'll have to submit to tougher rules. And Iran's nuclear chief Ali Akbar Salehi has tested positive for coronavirus. That's according to state media on Sunday. This as the country announced a new record high in daily fatalities. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A U.S. official said Sunday it was, quote, disappointing that North Korea had displayed a new intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, at a military parade in Pyongyang as denuclearization negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea remain deadlocked. Leader Kim Jong-un watched the huge ICBM roll by at the climax of a grand nighttime parade on Saturday, just weeks before the U.S. presidential election. Analysts say it was the largest road mobile liquid-fueled missile in the world, and it would likely carry multiple warheads in independent re-entry vehicles. If it works, it also may have been a mock-up. Analysts say the ICBM is proof the North has continued to develop its arsenal throughout the diplomatic process and could give Pyongyang greater heft to demand a return to the negotiating table. Nuclear negotiations between Mr. Trump and Kim have been deadlocked since the collapse of their Hanoi summit early last year over sanctions relief and what the North would be willing to give up in return. Voting was underway in Tajikistan Sunday in a presidential election expected to pave the way for incumbent Emomali Rahmon to become the longest ruling strongman in the former Soviet Union. Few are anticipating any hiccups for Rahmon as he closes in on three decades in power. He looks to overturn Kazakhstan's recently retired leader in Central Asia's oldest ruler race. The Central Electoral Commission said the vote had passed the turnout threshold required for validation, with more than 70% of the nearly 5 million eligible voters casting votes. Rahmon faces four other candidates, all viewed as token opponents, in his bid for a fresh 7-year term, and constitutional changes passed in 2016 would allow him to run for office innumerable times. These election results are expected on Monday. Residents of the U.S. state of Louisiana are struggling to recover from Hurricane Delta, which made landfall in their state Friday night. It's the second hurricane to hit the area this season. Cars are overturned. Some homes are flooded with knee-high water. No deaths from Delta have been reported so far, but of the 32 deaths attributed to Hurricane Laura, which hit earlier this year, many were caused by carbon monoxide poisoning from generators used in buildings without electricity. Since Friday, Delta has weakened into a tropical depression, but forecasters warn of flash floods and storm surges in areas from Texas to Mississippi. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download to your phone. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.